Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are just so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Tia McGrath. Tia is an award-winning singer-songwriter, and her new EP, With Love, will be released on the anniversary of her beloved dog's passing. Tia is a multi-talented singer, songwriter, and children's book author from Ontario, Canada. She's best known for her emotionally charged music and her authentic personality, and she's been topping the charts on both sides of the Atlantic for the better part of 15 years.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Tia. How are you doing?
Thank you, Sorontos. I'm doing well. Thank you. We're so excited. Tommy and I are very excited about our new EP release.
Tell us about that.
Well, my husband Tommy and I met and married while we were living in Nashville, and we've been on the road touring and relocated to Ontario. And so when the pandemic hit, it was really life-changing for everyone, but for us as well, because we were sitting at home going, what's next and what are we going to do and where are we going to go? So we started digging through old boxes of CDs and demo tapes from our Nashville days, and we rediscovered these songs we had written. And as you mentioned, you're a songwriter, you're a lyricist. You can appreciate that, how exciting that is, and a trip down memory lane, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we dusted them off, and we wrote some new ones, and we put them together in this 7-song EP called With Love. And it really is With Love. It's our post-pandemic With Love EP that's just to thank everyone for sticking together and everyone just getting through this world, you know, with love and harmony.
Yeah, definitely. Tell us about the pandemic. How did it treat you? Was it rough?
It was rough. Well, we'd also lost Jake, as you mentioned, in 2019. My beloved dog, Jake, which he was our rescue dog from Nashville. And I had written my children's book about him. And we had just started getting out on the road with Jake, going to bookstores and schools and libraries. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And he just loved that. I mean, he loved soaking up the limelight. And so then he was diagnosed with what's called degenerative myelopathy.
Yeah.
And where some huskies get that, and they actually go paralyzed in the back legs. So we had gone off the road that month in 2019, and our last tour was out to Kansas for the Tumbleweed Festival. And while we were there, we took Jake with us. The vet said we could take him. We also performed and stayed with our friend Willis, who was a beloved friend of ours and a champion of music and put together the festival and everything. Well, when the pandemic hit, not only did we lose Jake that year, but we also lost Willis. Willis was one of the first friends that I knew diagnosed with COVID, and we lost him to it. And it was really, really hard right off the bat. It was really hard. This was before the vaccines had even come out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you cope with this musically? Tell us a little bit about some of the stuff you got cooking here.
Well, musically, like I said, Tommy and I kind of went into what's it all about, Alfie, and how are we going to pay our bills and what's next for us. And that was the first thing. And then taking care of our family, making sure that, you know, we didn't get out on the road, we didn't do anything crazy. And then we reinvented ourselves virtually, and we started doing a lot of virtual concerts for our fans. And we found that was really cool because we have fans all around the world, and we've played all around the world. And I've often said on stage, I would love to get all my fans and friends in a room together on one stage and one venue. And we were able to do that. So at the end of the shows, we would turn on, let them turn on their microphones and cameras and start talking to each other. And it was so fun because we had people in El Paso talking with people in Newfoundland, talking with some Brits, talking with the Aussies, and they were all laughing at each other's accents. So that was a lot of fun, and that lightened the mood for us and also inspired us to keep recording and keep writing our songs.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. What are you most proud of musically from this pandemic? What song really hits home for you?
Wow. You know, Go Your Own Way, the song that is the first single we wrote with Kevin Fisher before the pandemic. And we had written it as a pitch to a Nashville major label artist. And we wrote it about diversity, anti-bullying. Like you said, everyone's got a story, everyone's got a song in their heart, everyone's got to go their own way, right? So we had demoed the song, and it was one of those songs that was just kind of sitting there in the box. And then I pulled it out and I listened to it and I submitted it to the POSI Awards, the Empower Positive Music Awards. And during the pandemic, and lo and behold, we won social justice category, which was really cool. And that has just opened a whole lot of doors for us, and doors that have in platforms that have been able to get the song out there like we'd hoped it would, to make a difference, to speak to children, to speak to people of all ages, saying, you've got a story, you've got a song, just go your own way, be your own person.
Okay, cool. What about gigs? How's that kind of opening back up for you?
Really slowly. We had a tour plan that we were excited about to get back in Canada here in September. And unfortunately, we had to cancel it because, you know, ticket sales just weren't happening. It seems to me like they're going out to see the big acts, like Elton John is doing his farewell tour, and, you know, Sarah McLachlan was playing at a local winery here. Or they're just going out to pubs and party kind of atmosphere. And we're in the middle. We're those middle artists that I've been talking to fellow friends and saying, you know what, it's still tough out there for us. People don't want to sit in smaller theaters, 100, 150 seat theaters.
Sure.
So we're not going to panic about it. We're still looking forward to some really cool upcoming virtual concerts and virtual songwriting events. We're also going to be at Farm, which is near Chicago in October, and that's the Folk Alliance Regional Midwest Conference, where we're looking forward to meeting new venues and new radio people and new contacts. And then we go down to Nashville for meeting some people and doing a few things down there.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about, you know, you said you kind of pivoted a little bit. Other than the virtual stuff, is there some pivot that you're most proud of musically, something that you've changed about yourself?
You know, that's a great, great question. Like everyone else, during the pandemic, Tommy and I were just binge watching TV, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the shows we really like is Heartland. I don't know if you're familiar with
I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
It's a Canadian show, but it's great, and it's set out in Alberta, and it takes place on a ranch, and she's a horse whisperer. And so we binge watched Heartland, and the cool soundtrack in there, they were really known for picking really great songs and acoustic kind of organic songs. So while we're listening to Heartland, Tommy said, from a production standpoint, you know, why don't we just try that? Why don't we take these songs and try to go more Heartland with them? And so we hooked up with Kevin Fisher again, he and Tommy did the production virtually, and it really, really turned out amazing. And there's one song on here that we actually took more an Outlander approach at, made it very Celtic and added a lot of strings to it. And we wanted some film and TV placements, and so we really felt that this EP can lend itself very nicely to that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So before we listen to this song here in about a minute, tell us a little more about the song. You mentioned it briefly. What else should we take from the song?
You know, I really hope that everyone go your own way, be whoever you are. I hope that everyone feels inspired. We're going into the fall. We're going into the end of 2022. And hopefully everyone will feel inspired to hear the message in your heart, find the song in your heart. And this world it's lost some softness, I think. People are more isolated, and maybe this song will inspire people to feel more comfortable with themselves, therefore be able to open up a little more to others as well again, you know?
Yeah.
And smile. Just, we need more smiles, don't we? We've been hiding behind masks too long.
We totally do. My dad's he's no longer on this earth, but the one thing you always say is smile, it's contagious. And it's always, I've heard that a few other times, but it always just reminds me of him.
Absolutely. That's beautiful.
Okay, Tia, I'll tell you what. Let's take a listen to this song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little more, okay?
Thank you.
Awesome. All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
Better, but nothing's getting better yet. When's a little-
That was a pretty cool song, Tia. Thank you for sharing it with us. I'm sure the audience loved it.
Thank you, Sorrentos.
Oh, you're welcome. So, I don't recall from our previous conversation, do you teach music or songwriting, anything like that?
I do actually. Yes, I teach both. And I've had the opportunity throughout my career, even though I'm not a certified music teacher, like school teacher, I've had this cool opportunity where schools have hired me. Years ago, I taught at St. Thomas Aquinas Centre for the Arts here in Ontario. And when I moved to Nashville, I taught at Ascension Lutheran School there, the private school. And so then when Tommy and I moved back here to Canada, I picked up teaching private lessons. We lead songwriting workshops at art galleries, etc. And I've just recently started picking up some students again to go back into vocal coaching as well. And I just love it. And also through my children's book, we go into to schools and libraries, and we created this series during the pandemic called KidVids, and where we took each chapter in my book, and I do an author reading. We have a song that the children get to sing along with, and we also teach them songwriting. And so we created this whole 9-part series, starting to license to schools to use. And it's really exciting, really exciting. I'm hoping that we can have more schools pick up on that.
Yeah, I think in this day and age where schools are kind of, I guess the best way to put it is they're cutting their funding. It's kind of nice that you're doing that.
Yeah, we used to do an artist in the classroom program, and where I would go right into the schools and other artists would go in. And so now, of course, with the pandemic and everything, that kind of went by the by and by. But this is what our thought was, that if we could create these virtually, then the teacher can use them according to their own schedule. The teacher can interact. And they could do them in 9 days, or they can do them over 9 weeks, whatever they want to do. And at the end, the children have written their own song and created a little festival on their own, too, that they can present to their classroom, or on a grander scale, invite their parents to come in and use it as a school fundraiser.
Yeah, that's cool. No, I think that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I still think the world revolves around music, not the other way around. And I think our young generation should definitely learn anything they can because I think it's just priceless.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
So, Tia, tell us a little bit about your socials, your website. Where can people buy or stream your stuff?
Well, you can go to my website, which is tiamcgraff.com, and that's TIAMCGRAFF as in Frank.com. And right on the lead page is all my socials. You can find our store. It's called the Lake Country Store because we're up here on Lake Erie. And you can find the Jake the Road Dog book. You can find our KidVids. You can find our CDs. Our new EP is there, our merch, and also links to our podcast show. Tommy and I created a podcast show during the pandemic called Jake's Place Songs and Tales about songwriting and rescue animals.
That's cool. Tell us a little bit about the rescue animals thing. It seems like you're obviously a pet person, so tell us a little bit about that, your mission with that.
Well, yes, I love dogs, and I also have a cat too that we rescued, and she rules the roost here. But we're all about rescue animals. Healing through animals is so important. And even if you visit some of our videos, you'll find Crazy Beautiful, which we shot with some Igala horses, which are horses healing humans. So we're all about this. And during the pandemic, we got in just before it, we got involved with the Niagara Humane Society, and we helped them raise some money, raise some funds. We adopted 2 dogs from them that came up from North Carolina, and we even wrote a song for them to use in a commercial campaign. So we're just trying to do our thing, you know. And we thought through the podcast show it would inspire people to hopefully go out and adopt an animal or save an animal.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's such a wonderful mission, and who wouldn't commend you for doing that?
Thank you.
So, Tia, Tell me your ideal superpower or your pet's ideal superpower. You could tell us both if you want.
Healing. It's healing the heart. People are so brokenhearted right now. There's been so much grief and loss. Of course, we've all been touched by the pandemic, and now the health issues that are coming out of that. I think stress plays a huge part in all of it, and therefore you're seeing people getting sick that maybe didn't have problems earlier. But also the grief and the loss of just our way of life, you know, where it still hasn't come back. And I think grief is a huge thing in our society right now. So I would say my superpower, I would try to heal. I would try to hope to heal people through music, through the gift of music, and through the gift of hope and messaging of hope.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, you talked about COVID a little bit, and I went through my own struggle with back pain with that. And I find it very interesting how we loved walking, we loved doing all these things, and now we're slowly going back to our pre-COVID life. And it's kind of human nature, you know, you learned, maybe we didn't. And I think that's kind of sad. I think we got to really remember who we are and spend a little more time with ourselves and our loved ones.
Well, that's right. Like yesterday, my husband and I were walking the dogs, and we keep them on leashes because it's the leash law here. And there was a couple there that didn't have their dog on a leash, and they confronted us. I mean, they started, why are your dogs on leashes? You know, and we're like, well, because it's the law, first of all, here, it's the bylaw. And they actually confronted us and got into an argument with us. And finally I said to them, like, look, you know, when I was a little girl, I had my face torn open by dogs, and I love dogs. But dogs are dogs. And they ended up just arguing with us. And I thought, like, have we not learned? Like, there was a time a few months ago when you would have gone, oh my gosh, it's just so great to be out among people again.
Yeah, we forgot our manners.
Yeah, and yeah. These people were picking an argument with us, which was really silly. And so I agree with you. I think we need to really stop. We need to get it. I mean, if we don't get it, we're going to have to learn, go around this mountain again with something else.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, Tia. All right. I want to thank you for being on the show tonight, Tia. Everything, you're a wonderful guest as usual, and I know your time is precious, so thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and thank you for supporting songwriting and for your beautiful show, and good luck with all your songwriting, too.
Oh, thank you, Tia. So thank you, everyone, for listening to Tia and I tonight and spending a little bit of your precious time with us. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world also. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everyone. I love you guys.
Have you ever had a taste of grease?
She's got blue in her eyes, bikini beaches, living life, sandy shores and perfect vibes. Curves rounded tall and tight, they all line up for the ride, each and every night.
But the beach ain't free, and neither is she.
Do you want a little mystery? Mykonos or a bit of Crete? Santorini, paradise or golden gardens? Sweet heaven for your lips, tasty kiss. You got this, I got you. You got this, you got me, we got this. A spoonful of grace, a sweet release on your beach. Come touch me, come touch this Greek freaking masterpiece. A spoonful of grease, a spoonful of grease.
Grease the coffee comes, chill not hot. Fast hands, hungry hearts, no damn fear. Day moves on without a clock. Why flirt at the pool when there's a thirsty beach?
Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
This program was mixed and mastered by Landis Maitland-Whitelaw at landismaitlandwhitelaw.com.